As you know, our speaker's name is Maria Vadilla, the highlight of our breakfast. She is truly a woman of God who has dedicated her life to the preaching of the gospel throughout the world. She's been all over the world. She's an international speaker. She is an author, and her books are empowering. We have several of them on the table. If we run out of her books, you can order them from her website, which is called For the Glory of God Ministries. For the Glory of God Ministries. But more than anything, because I've been exposed to her at a retreat a couple years ago, and then I had dinner with her last night, she is a woman of God who is filled, completely filled, with the zeal of the Holy Spirit. And that's all I'm going to say, because you'll see in a minute.
Holy Spirit, come. Call out to him. He's here.
Holy Spirit, come. Welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this place. Yes. Reveal Jesus to us this morning. Reveal to us his excellence, his splendor, his mighty love for us. Reveal the true Jesus to us this morning, Holy Spirit. You're the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. You are the Spirit of truth. We want to know you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You are the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
We want to know you. We want to go deeper.
Yes, we do.
We want to know our inheritance in you. We want to rise up and step up to the plate this morning, Lord.
Yes,
we want to be the people that you have created us to be.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I ask you that you would break the passivity in our lives, the spectator mentality, oh God.
Yes.
Break off the spirit of the orphans in us this morning, Lord God, that we might truly think as sons and daughters of the Most High God.
Yes, yes.
Lord, we bless your name, Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory and honor. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Have your way in this place this morning. You are here in our midst. Lord, I ask you that you would stretch forth your arm, that you would reveal your signs and your wonders in this place. Stretch forth your arm, Lord. Let your power be released. Let your healing be released.
Yes.
Let transformation be released in your presence, Lord. Let freedom be released in each of us,
yes.
God. Because Jesus, you said it in John 8:32, when we come to know the truth will set us free. We thank you for freedom this morning, Lord. Change us, God. Transform us, O Lord. Heal us and touch us where we need to be healed and touched. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
The Lord is breaking a spirit of negativity in people.
Thank you, Jesus.
These are words of knowledge. If it applies to you, just pull it down from the glory. Respond to it. Don't remain passive. Spirit of negativity. Everything that comes out of your mouth is negative because you just think in human terms. We got to think like Jesus thinks. So the spirit of negativity is being broken. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
There's women here with fibromyalgia. The Lord is setting you free.
You,
if that's you, receive your freedom and your healing. Pull it down from the glory. These are words of knowledge. I'm listening to what the Lord is doing. If it applies to you, don't ask yourself, I wonder if it's me. No, it's you. Okay, he's thinking about you. Migraine headaches. Some of you suffer from migraine headaches. The Lord is touching you, healing you, setting you free. Thank you, Lord. There's a lady here with problems in your right ovary. Right ovary. Where are you? Can you identify yourself? Problems in the ovary. receive your healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't go like this. Receive it. Use your faith. Come on. Pull it down. Yes. It's yours. In the physical realm, when people give us gifts, do we remain like this? No, we extend our hands to receive. Amen? So in the spirit is the same thing. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Also, I see healings in the breasts, shadows or tumors, things that are growing that they have diagnosed in your breast. Where are you? Just lift up your hands high. Identify yourself also in the breast. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is healing that too. If you have anybody in your family, receive this word for them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. Breathing problems, allergies, and sinus problems, asthma, breathing. Just pull. Where are you? Because I know you're here. Identify. The Lord is healing now, okay? The windows of heaven are open now for these things. Receive your healing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Eye problems are being healed right now. People that have problems with their eyesight, with the corneas, with cataracts, all these things, receive your healing. Thank you, Lord. Receive. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you this morning. I see pains leaving from the shoulder. Shoulder pains are leaving right now in the name of Jesus. Back pain, lower back problems, knee problems, all these things. The Lord is touching and healing right here. This is kingdom territory. There is healing in the kingdom. Amen. There is healing in the kingdom. There is freedom in the kingdom. Everything that we need is in the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And just lift up your hands and say, Holy Spirit, I thank you.
Holy Spirit, I thank you.
For being such a wonderful helper.
For being such a wonderful helper.
You are the spirit of adoption.
You are the spirit of adoption.
And now I can tell God.
And now I can tell God.
Abba.
Abba.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Dad.
Dad.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.